The Holy Gospel appointed for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 22 and 35. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves go into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to believe and accept Jesus as the bread come down from heaven. The words of Jesus himself, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Therefore, Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us in our faith and in our trust in Jesus as the bread come down from heaven. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, with special attention to verse 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. If someone came up to you and asked you, "Who are you?" what would you say? Yes, if someone came up to you and asked you, either at a meeting, at the grocery store, at a wedding, at a funeral, at school, at church, or anywhere else, "Who are you?" what would you say to them? At first, we would probably tell them our first and last name, wouldn't we? Yes, we would. Then we would probably tell them where we live in the community, what we do for a living, and perhaps even some other information about ourselves. And unless we tell them who we are, they won't know anything about us. That's precisely what I do every Sunday morning in the parking lot as I welcome guests to our church for our worship service. The first thing I ask them is their names, and then where they live, any other pertinent information, including their own home church. Well, that was also true about Jesus. At first, the people and the religious leaders in the synagogue didn't know who Jesus was either. As a matter of fact, Jesus asked his own disciples a question: who do people say that I am? And what was their response to Jesus? Well, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets. Yes, at first, very few people knew who Jesus was. That he was born in Bethlehem, that he lived in Nazareth, working with his father Joseph until the age of 30. And even though the religious leaders later on regarded Jesus as a teacher and rabbi and prophet, not only through his many miraculous signs and wonders, and especially through his wonderful teachings, they still did not know who Jesus was and why he had come into this world to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Only his disciples seemed to know who Jesus was, especially Peter. When Jesus finally asked his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter stood up immediately and said, "You are the Christ." So at first, during Jesus' 3-year public ministry, the people really didn't know who Jesus was and the purpose of his coming into this world. The only reason people followed Jesus was because of his many miraculous signs and wonders as he fed them, as he took care of them, and as he healed their sick. It was only later that the people and the religious leaders began to have at least a glimpse of who he was and the purpose of his coming, not only as a respected teacher, rabbi, prophet, and healer, but also as the true Messiah sent from God. They began to see Jesus in a much different way when Jesus began to tell them who he was through his many sayings and teachings, especially through his many parables about the kingdom of God. Jesus began to describe himself to them as, "I am." Instead of saying, "I am Jesus," instead of saying, "I am the son of Mary and Joseph, I am from Nazareth where I grew up," he tells them, "I am the bread of life." Yes, Jesus describes himself not by his name, where he lived, or even for that matter, what other people said about himself, but by his own message, his own sayings, his own teachings, what he said about himself. Jesus did not only tell them that He was the bread of life, but He also told them, I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the life and the resurrection. I am the true vine and you are the branches. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus did not only tell them that He was the bread of life, but He also told them why. Whoever believes in Me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in Me shall never thirst. As a matter of fact, Jesus used the words, I am, 16 times in the Gospels, especially in the Gospel of St. John. And every time He said, I am, He had a powerful message behind it. It was a powerful message of who He was and why He had come into this world. And that was also true of all the other sayings of Jesus. When Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, He also said, I lay down My life for the sheep. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, He also said, He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. When Jesus said, I am the life and the resurrection, He also added saying, He who believes in Me, though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in Me shall never die. And yet, it's interesting to note that the people still didn't quite understand His message and proclamation of who He really was and the purpose of His coming into this world. This became very clear when the crowd of 5,000 men, not including women and children, were looking for Jesus after He had fed them. Instead of asking Jesus, tell us more about who You are, they asked, Rabbi, when did You come or get here? And how does Jesus respond to their question? Listen carefully to the words of Jesus. Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking Me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves of bread. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on Him God the Father has set His seal of approval. And as soon as they heard Jesus say that, they finally asked Him another question. What must we then do to be doing the works of God? And Jesus told them, this is a work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent. The words we find in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And yet they still didn't understand it. They didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. So they asked Him another question. Then what sign do you do, Jesus, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. So Jesus responds to them another time, and again He explains what it really means. Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, But my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. It was only then that they finally said, Jesus, give us this bread always. The New International Version of the Bible, it reads, Sir, from now on, give us this bread. And it was then that Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But guess what? They still didn't get it. Incredible, isn't it? Even though they asked for this bread, they still did not understand what Jesus was talking about when He said, I'm the bread of life. He didn't say it once, He said it three times. And they still didn't get it. As a matter of fact, later on, the Jews actually complained and grumbled against Jesus when Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They even accused Jesus, saying, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can Jesus now say, I came down from heaven? How dare He do that? And unfortunately, that still continues to be true today. Just stop and think about it for just a moment. There are many who don't know who Jesus is and the real purpose of His coming into this world. Jesus told them repeatedly, and just like the people and the leaders of the synagogue, many today are still looking and they are still searching for a God who will provide the same manna Moses gave instead of Jesus as the true bread come down from heaven. Many still consider Jesus to be only a great teacher and prophet. And as the son of Mary, the son of Joseph, but not as the true Messiah, the Savior of the world. The words Jesus pronounced Himself, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And again, the words of Jesus, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Yes, many are still asking today, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can He now say, I came down from heaven? And yet Jesus made it very clear to them, didn't He? Yes, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me shall never, ever thirst. Yes, may God the Father bless us through His Holy Spirit as we know who Jesus really is and continue to believe in Jesus as the bread of heaven come down to us as we today partake again of the true body and the true blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament. Yes, as you kneel today and you receive the bread, the true body of Jesus, and receive the cup, the true blood of Jesus, He offers Himself to you as the bread of life, the forgiveness of all of your sins, and most of all, the beautiful, wonderful promise of the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. The words we sang this morning, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Yes, may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of praise. O bread of life from heaven, O manna from above, come now, your love bestowing on thirsting souls flowing till all are fully satisfied. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus as the bread of life. Believe in Him. Trust in Him. Come to Him. You will never hunger. You will never ever thirst. He will always supply for all of your needs. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Jesus is the bread of life. Whoever comes to Him shall not hunger. He who believes in Me never thirst. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen.